Well, Let's Visit is an opportunity for us to connect with people around the listening area. We'll be connecting about issues and events affecting northern Minnesotans, and we'll learn how the pandemic has tweaked regular things in our lives. This morning, I'm talking with a high school student from Bemidji who started a change.org petition late last week in response to a proposed alteration in the high school schedule. And in just 2 days, that petition has garnered thousands of signatures. And I'm always inspired by young people who have a fire in their belly to make change. And so I just had to reach out to Alia Nimes Ibrahim. She's a Bemidji High School senior, and she's with me on the phone right now to visit. Good morning, Alia. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm sorry, but I'm a sophomore.
I thought I said that. Didn't I say that? What did I say? I'm sorry.
I think you said senior.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote down sophomore because I found that out online last night. So you're a sophomore, and you are taking matters into your own hands. What inspired you to create this change.org petition? When did you find out about the proposed change in scheduling?
Well, I actually found out about it in one of my classes where my teacher told our class about the schedule change, and a lot of, like, pretty much all of the students that spoke about it seemed to be against it, and I was also against it. And then I think the next day in a different class, people were talking about it again. And before that, I kind of thought, oh, maybe I should start a petition, but I didn't really have any support for it, so I didn't know what to do. So I brought it up in the class, and people seemed pretty supportive of it, so I decided I was going to just make a petition. And I also asked some students, like, what they thought I should do the petition on, and someone suggested change.org. So it was really a group effort, and it was very exciting.
You had to do some quick research. You found out, like, what the change in schedule would mean credit-wise for students. Maybe just to lay it out for people, what is the proposed change, and what are your arguments against it?
So the change would be from a 4-4 scheduling block. So we have four classes each term for four terms to six block schedule. So it would be six classes per term. But so the six block would just be six classes the entire year, where the four block, because they're longer classes, a year-long class only takes half a year in those classes because they're longer. And so that means that we're able to take eight different credits each year with the 4-4 scheduling block, but with the six period scheduling block, we would only get six classes per year. And so it would really decrease the amount of electives that students can take at Bemidji High School. And I think that would really negatively affect our students, because I think one of the main reasons that Bemidji High School is so great is that students have this schedule, special schedule where we can take a bunch of extra electives and things like that.
Right. So you created the petition. You went to change.org. Oh, and you also referenced a study in your petition regarding the relevance of arts programming. Could you talk a little bit about that study?
Yeah, it was a study done in 2019, and it found that arts improved, participation in arts improved overall academic performance. And so I thought that would be an important study to include, because, I mean, I've also seen it, just my anecdotal thing is that I've just seen, people who have been in arts have done better, in the school, as I've noticed. And so I wanted to kind of bring an actual study into that.
Were you surprised by the huge response that your petition received?
Yeah, I was super surprised. I remember watching the numbers go up, and I saw that it hit 100 signs, and I was so excited. I was like, is this what we need? Is this? And then they just kept going up, and every time I refreshed the page, it was like another 10, 20, 30 people had signed, and it was super exciting.
Have you checked this morning? Do you know what it's up to now? I'm trying to find myself where we're at.
No,
2,229 people in 3 days. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. So initially, it's interesting. It's interesting how the students have really gotten on board to voice their opinion about something that's going to affect you guys directly.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And yeah, it seems like it's something that's pretty universal for the students. They all like every student that I've talked to really agrees that we should keep the schedule. And it's also very universal among the teachers and the parents. And so I thought it was really exciting to see everyone kind of coming together against this proposed change.
Yeah, so the school board meeting is tonight. What's going to happen at the school board meeting?
Well, I'm planning to go with one of my friends who's also a student who's going to speak there, and I'm planning to, print off a list of signatures and give it to the school board members, and then just read off the petition and say why it's important that they kind of keep the petition in mind, because it is a lot of people, and it's, you know, the constituents of the school board. Oh, sorry, an alarm went off. The constituents of the school board are the people who signed those petitions. So, and then I'm going to, and I think other people are going to speak, like my friend Lily Thomas, and some parents, I think, are going to speak as well. And I hope that they decide to look further into other things they can do before deciding on the schedule change.
Yeah, I'm talking with Alia Nimes Ibrahim. She's a sophomore at Bemidji High School. She created a change.org petition in response to a potential change in the high school schedule in Bemidji, and it's garnered well over 2,000 signatures in just a couple of days. So I thought I'd reach out to her. You have you're a member of the Minnesota Youth Council. Where does this fire in your belly come from for being the person to speak up?
I don't know. I think I just really believe that it's kind of our responsibilities as citizens to make sure that we do everything we can to make our voices heard, because, you know, that's how we keep democracy working, is making sure we're holding people accountable, like the people in charge, and make sure that they're kind of doing the things that will benefit us as a whole. And so I think that's really important.
Yeah. What is the Minnesota Youth Council?
Well, it's kind of a coalition of young people in Minnesota, and there are four representatives from each district. So I'm one of the District 7 representatives. And then there are four at-large members. So I think that's 36 altogether young people from Minnesota in that council. And we're... it's actually recognized by the Minnesota government. It was recognized in 2013, I think. And so we basically just try to look at different bills that are going to be affecting youth in Minnesota, and we go in support or against them, and we hear them and try to push forward the bills that we support and try to stop bills that would harm youth in Minnesota. And so I think it's a really important organization.
Definitely. It's a great opportunity for you to be involved. Okay, so you're in, we're almost a year into this pandemic. How has school been for you? Like, what do you miss the most about regular school?
I guess I really just miss, like, the kind of being able to interact with my classmates, and also the hands-on, like, parts of school, because, like, I'm in an engineering class, and normally we would be building stuff and collaborating and stuff like that, but now we can't really do that as much mm-hmm. when we're distance. And I'm also I was in AP Biology last semester, and we didn't really get to do any labs in that class, and so that's yeah. something I miss. But I'm really glad that we have such great teachers at Bemidji High School, because they're working super hard right now just to make sure that we do well and that we continue to succeed during, you know, a global pandemic.
Absolutely. I have a high schooler myself. I've been really impressed with the faculty and how they've latched on to something that was not expected a year ago. Oh, I was going to ask you something else, and it just slipped my mind. Oh, you're on the robotics team?
Yeah.
So that's changed this year too because of the pandemic. Are you guys meeting at all, or is there a robotics program happening? What's going on with that?
Well, so we were meeting online when we weren't allowed to meet, in person because there's like a lockdown. But now we're allowed to meet in person again, so we can go in or just go in online if we don't feel comfortable going in person. And right now, I mean, up to this point, we've just kind of been planning out what we're going to do. It's very different because normally we would be going to a bunch of competitions and going and seeing other people's robots and competing against the robots. But now it's going to be kind of all just like in our own school doing different things. But we're going to make the best of it. And I think it's going to be really fun this year and very different for sure.
Absolutely. Everything is new and different this year. That is for sure. Well, have a good time at the meeting tonight, voicing your opinion and those of so many of your classmates. It's a great opportunity for you to be right in there where policy is happening. I'm really excited for you. Congratulations on putting a petition together, getting results, and then moving forward to the powers that be. It's a pretty awesome experience for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Alia. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. Let's Visit's made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.